Oh my goodness. How dare you know about this?
I will just say, dear future husband, if you're listening.
Yeah.
This one was for you. You're welcome.
Will this one play at the wedding?
Yeah.
Okay. It won't necessarily be the opening song though, but it will be part of the playlist.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
My goodness, this is Shaquan. It's Namibia's Heart and Soul with the NSK. And Shaquan, thank you so much for choosing That's Above for Average. Today, we are celebrating the land of South Africa, Mzansi, as they are celebrating Freedom Day, their version of Independence Day.
Yeah.
And chatting with us, we've got a South African award-winning journalist and editor of an investigative show, that's Carte Blanche, OC Latasha Naidu. Latasha.
Good morning, Anita. Good morning, Olivia.
Good morning. How are you doing, Latasha?
I'm good. I'm well in the middle of load shedding, as you all know. It's not fun.
We're so sorry. We can't relate.
Yeah, we can't actually. You know, our lights are on here.
But, yeah, hey. But listen, Letitia,
I'm gonna let you have that word.
So you know what I actually wanted to ask right now, how is the situation in terms of load shedding in South Africa? Honestly, how serious is it?
Well, it's a very dark situation, if you ask.
Pun intended.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost as if there's this general consensus that it is what it is. And there's such a sense of apathy with regard to it, because load shedding has become part and parcel of our daily lives. We literally plan our lives, our careers, just everything around load shedding schedules. And it's not a great situation to be in. But we have this new Minister of Electricity who's come in, so fingers crossed.
When does it take office, by the way?
Well, he's officially assumed his position, and there's been lots of talks and discussions and, but we know with politicians, until we see actual delivery of some sort of solution, we're still going to be without the dog.
It seems like, I would have to say as well, with the new Minister of Electricity for South Africa, he seems to be very popular on social media. If you don't know what you're talking about, Google it yourself. But regardless, we are celebrating 29 years of freedom in South Africa, the land of great opportunities, they say. So, Letitia, maybe just enlighten us a little bit, also as a South African yourself, what exactly does this, or what is the significance of this day to you yourself?
I mean, if we're looking at it from a historical perspective, it's a celebration of the first non-racial elections, which ushered in the new dawn of democracy in South Africa. But from a broader context, it's the commemoration of the end of over 300 years of colonialism, segregation, and white minority rule under apartheid that South Africans, and especially South Africans of color, were subjected to for decades and not centuries. And 29 years of democracy, it's unbelievable to think that almost three decades ago, there was this great turning point in terms of the history and the political freedoms that we now enjoy today.
Yeah.
And of course, the institution has a new constitution, which we abide by. So it's a very beautiful thing. I think for South Africans of color, it's a very personal thing as well. But with that being said, freedom in inverted commas for South Africans is something that still seems unattainable in so many ways, economically, financially, racially. So if we contextualize the freedoms that we enjoy today, yes, compared to apartheid rule, we are a lot freer in terms of democratic rule and the privileges we have as South Africans of color. But there's still a lot of work that needs to be done to undo just the legacy of apartheid and to also truly become a democratic nation in all sense of the word.
make us understand, Latasha, in terms of what the what is it that you guys do usually when Freedom Day comes around? What is it that you guys do usually? Because in Namibia, what we have is we have somewhat of a ceremonial extravaganza, if you'd like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where we go to the stadium, you know, the president is there, all the biggest politicians are there, the opposition is there, and we have this show of force. What does South Africa do in terms of Freedom Day?
I think in a post-COVID South Africa, it's very difficult to enjoy the celebrations that we actually used to have to commemorate these days. I mean, stadiums would be filled up. There'd be musicians performing, and of course, the politicians and talking heads. There'd be all the showmanship with regards to celebrating our democracy. I know that this time around, the president, or President Cyril Ramaphosa, is at a commemorative event in the Northwest Province, and he's going to be delivering a speech. But I think that the energy and celebrations that once were haven't really sort of filtered down over the years. I think South Africans in general have other concerns, and today for many is just another public holiday, and it starts a long weekend. So while there are concerts and such and celebrations at an end, it's not the spectacular that you guys would experience in Namibia, for example. You know, I think for the general population, if I may be civil to speak on behalf of them, the attitude is that yes, we acknowledge this day, we acknowledge our freedoms, but the people who we've elected as a democratic government have let us down. You know, so should we really be celebrating them and what they achieved?
Yeah.
It's being so regressive. And I honestly don't want to sound so negative about this country and all the demographic gains we've made. But as a South African citizen, we're not myopic to all the governmental and political failures that we're still experiencing 29 years later. Yeah.
So, no, definitely I have to agree with that, because I think even for the most part, even though we don't have enough time to dive right into that, is that a lot of us can relate to what you're saying right now. Yes, we are thankful that we are not where we used to be, and we still have a very long way to go as well. But maybe just in terms of mentioning that as well, we know that there are a lot of struggles that South Africa is obviously going through right now, especially, you know, we can laugh about the load shedding and so forth, but I can't even imagine the inconvenience thereof, you know? Man. So if you had to put three things on your wish list right now that the government could actually do for the for the ordinary South African that would really make them even celebrate this day for what it is, what would you put on that wish list? Three things.
Yeah, I think that the first thing is more equality for women. There's still so much disparity in terms of women's rights and the freedoms we enjoy. And the GBV rates in this country are astounding. You know,
we have an alarming GBV situation that side. Yeah, yeah.
It's terrifying. The second thing would be youth unemployment. We're sitting at 63%. And these are supposed to be the so-called born free. So we're born into a democratic South Africa. 63% is unbelievable in the greatest scheme of things. So what is the government doing to facilitate job creation and opportunities with a figure such as that? It appears from afar not much. And thirdly, you know, we may joke about the electricity situation. It is part and parcel of our country. And as I said earlier, our very dark days. But it has affected us economically. We were recently declared, that we were in a state of disaster. We've been graylisted. And from an economic perspective, it's been detrimental. But also, we're supposed to be this bastion of just freedom and progress on the continent, but we seem to almost be regressing in terms of the strides that we're making to evolve as a nation, financially, economically, and just as a people.
Yeah.
So those are three things which I would think we need immediate fixing for.
All right. No, Latasha Naidu, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate you. Thank you so much for taking a couple of minutes to speak to us about Freedom Day. And may the day be a bit enjoyable. I don't know. I don't even know how to
brighter,
week it for you.
I think brighter.
Brighter. Yes, brighter. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, Latasha Naidu.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Fantastic. That's the South African award-winning journalist and editor of an investigative show, Carte Blanche.
Oh, we cannot wait for Get Award-winning.
Yes. Award-winning, please. Award-winning. How dare we?
Yay.
What? Yeah, man. And plus, it's Carte Blanche. Hello.
God. Do you know that I really religiously used to watch this program like on a Sunday? I was like, I can't wait for him to get on. The other guy, the other. Whoa. Carte Blanche. Because when it was back in the day, if you didn't have the full channel, whatever it is, it had sort of like an open slot where you could watch Mnet for like for free, whatever.
So, yeah.
Man, I'm that old.
Yeah. No, I mean, and then you also get concerned on their behalf.
Yes. Oh,
why are
like,
they doing this?
Yeah, they need to do better.
They need to do better.
You're right.
Why, Shidi? Thank you so much, Latasha. We appreciate you.
Energize with fresh breakfast. Wake up.